Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Although our next guest's company has a long history of corporate giving, it has remained very low-key for the sake of anonymity. However, she says a new day is dawning where corporate social responsibility programs are becoming a significant strategy for recruitment and retention of quality employees. Christy Thompson is Vice President of Worldwide Marketing at ScanSource in Greenville, South Carolina. Christy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I'm happy to join you.
Now, for our listeners not familiar with ScanSource, give us a brief history and overview.
We're a company that has been born and raised right here in the South, but today we are a leading international distributor of specialty technology products. We have 42 offices throughout North America, South America, and Europe, and we operate from two main technology segments, the first of which is worldwide barcode and security, and the second is worldwide communications and services.
Share with us your philanthropic history.
Well, ScanSource has, since the early days of our company, had a spirit of giving. And in many ways, the organizations that we partner with, the communities that we participate in, those relationships come from the passions of the employees who make up our organization.
And talk about what I mentioned in my introduction about the current trends in corporate social responsibility and employee retention.
Sure. Over the years, you know, ScanSource has taken what I believe is a very unique approach to our community outreach, in that we're very quiet about how and when we support, because the reason we support our communities is not for recognition or for credit. It's for all of the reasons you'd like to think. It's because we want to help, because we want to encourage, and we want to be a part of the growth of our communities. However, in recent years, more and more the nonprofits who come to us for support have asked if we would be more vocal. They've encouraged us to put our name on things or to enable them to use our name, because it then helps them generate additional support. And so that was a wake-up call for us. It was definitely something that made us stop and think that if ScanSource being a part of an initiative enables or influences others to get involved, then that's certainly another way for us to support, and we didn't want to turn away from that.
Would you say that the younger generation of employees that you see have, maybe historically speaking, a higher level of awareness of all of this, and it's more important when they're looking for some place to work?
I would say that. In recent years, as I'm interviewing candidates who are new in their careers or who are perhaps right out of college or new to the corporate environment, you know, I get asked questions by those candidates that I wouldn't have been asked 20 years ago or 15 years ago on a consistent basis. And those questions are things like, how can ScanSource help support my passion too? ... Right? I think more and more we're seeing candidates that are interested in and concerned about how the companies they join will enable them to give back.
What organizations end up on your list?
That's a great question. It starts with an employee who's passionate about a need that they see in the community. They share that need with their coworkers and a desire to support, and that passion begins to grow.
Can you give us some real-world examples of some current projects you are supporting?
Absolutely. Most recently, we were incredibly excited to be asked to support a project through Donors Choose. Stephen Colbert had a wonderful idea to help fund every open project on a specific day through Donors Choose. And if you're not familiar with Donors Choose, it's a website where educators can go on and list a project for which they need materials for their classrooms. Stephen Colbert invited ScanSource to join him in having what Donors Choose called a flash fund. And that's one day where we were able to fund every open project that existed in the state of South Carolina. That was an incredible project that our employee base was very proud to be a part of.
Well, Christy, thank you very much for the work you and your company and employees are doing, and thank you for your time today.
Great. Thank you so much, Mike.
Christy Thompson is Vice President of Worldwide Marketing at ScanSource Incorporated. She spoke to us by phone from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. And we will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org. Just click on podcasts and you will find us there, where you will also be able to listen to this show again and post your comments through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.